You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Good evening, everyone. That was Travis Green with Intentional. Welcome to episode 13 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. This is our season one finale. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 60-minute-ish long show focuses on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I have been sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We've discussed topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout every season. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are also available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is Life in the Middle. I have spent a good chunk of my life here, where you're not where you started, but you're not exactly where you know you're going. You're in the doorway. You're in the middle. There's so much power and good stuff in the middle. Don't try to skip your process. Don't give up. Your journey is beautiful and your story is worth telling. On this episode, we'll have a new story time and Who Said That segments. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we're giving away our biggest prizes and gifts of the season. I'm giving away 3 copies of one of my favorite authors, my favorite speaker, and one of my inspirations and mentors, Bertie Britt's new book, Jesus is the Tithe. If you want to win a copy of Jesus is the Tithe, make sure that you are locked in to my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram pages so that you can find out how you'll be able to win a copy during tonight's show. As you all know, I'm gearing up for my first ever Queens of Radiance conference. This is an online radio women's conference through Grind Hard Radio Network, and it's this upcoming Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. My dear friends, mentors, favorite speakers, my girls, Melissa Joy Wood, Denise Henry, Veronica Escobar Winters, Don Warner, and I are coming together to empower, encourage, unite women and girls all around the world. We're going to be talking about topics that matter to you and that matter to us. And we would just be keeping it all the way 100% real because that's what we believe in. We believe in just being ourselves and empowering you to be yourself as well. And we're going to be answering your questions and taking your prayer requests. We are here for you. Once again, that's this upcoming Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. Make sure you're tuned in to my social media pages so you can get the links to tune into each night, or you can just call into the number that you're listening to now, 323-693-3043. My Power Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. I'm gearing up for some awesome performances and speaking engagements this weekend. I'm going to be celebrating my dear friend Pastor Torrance's 4-year celebration at his church in Port Hueneme. I'm also gearing up for some Relay for Life events, and I have so many fun things that are coming up. This spring, I'm going to be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and we'll be going back into the recording studio soon with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and that's the best place where you can win prizes as well. And I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who you tweet me every week, you Facebook me, Instagram me, YouTube me, email me, text me, message me. I am forever grateful and thankful for your support. We're going to get right into our first segment, Story Time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight I want to share about life in the middle. Life in the middle. Don't give up in the middle. Life is not always so glamorous during the in-between times. We often only see people's beginnings, if that, and where they end up, but we hardly ever see the big chunk that many people get stuck in. Sometimes you might spend a lot of time or feel stagnant in the middle, in the doorway. You know, you're not where you started, but you don't see the physical manifestation of your dream. It is precisely at this time you must decide to stay the course. Even though it may seem like my dreams are always coming true and I am always happy, I have spent a good chunk of my life in the middle, not in every situation, but in many areas of my life. A lot of my life has literally been marinating and soaking slowly, growing slowly over time. It's okay to rest. I actually highly recommend living in rest. It's okay to re-strategize or start over, but whatever you do, don't throw in the towel. There's so much that takes place in the middle. First, you learn how to persevere and be steadfast. You can't teach that. It can only be experienced. It can only be lived. With us living in a social media and reality TV society, we expect everything to happen overnight. No matter what it is, we expect it to be quick now. We want it at this present moment, microwave. But how many of us know that who we are today, the lives that we live in, the belief systems that we carry, did not happen overnight? It's been happening over time. Think about certain lies that you've believed. Think about certain patterns and habits that you've taken on in your life. Did they happen over time or did they happen overnight? I'm pretty sure you're going to say over time. Steadfastness is huge. Perseverance is huge. It's one of the greatest and most underrated gifts that we could ever have. You learn how to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I spend a lot of time in my life encouraging myself, and that's the reason why I'm able to encourage other people. It's so easy for our thoughts to be swayed in a negative or pessimistic or cynical direction. Before we even know it, there's so much negativity around us. There's so much toxic behavior and destructive things that are happening around us. It's easy for us to be drained and sucked into that. And so every chance that we get, we are able to encourage ourselves and remind our hearts of the truth, remind us of who we are and whose we are. You learn how to live from your inner being and not solely your emotions. Although emotions are very important, when you live from your inner being, you are able to process through your emotions and feel what you feel without allowing that to determine who you are and define who God says you are and what He says about your life. Emotions are very important. I would never dismiss or discredit them. But I've learned over time, especially as I'm learning how to feel and I'm learning how to process through what I feel in my emotions, that I don't have to allow whatever that negative or that hurtful emotion is to derail my entire day in my life. I can feel it. I can acknowledge it. I can experience whatever it is I'm experiencing, but I also know in the depths of my being that I am who God says that I am, and that these feelings or whatever I'm going through can never define or determine who I am. You learn how to enjoy the moment and be present. All we have is today. All we have is right now. That's what's guaranteed. There's always at least one blessing to be thankful for. You realize the value in celebrating yourself and every victory along the way. I do that now, even if it's something as simple as me not counting calories to me liking what I see in the mirror, or me rejoicing in the fact that I could have easily given up today, or I could have easily believed the worst about people, but I still choose to see everyone through the eyes of Jesus, through the eyes of love. I celebrate all those moments. I celebrate every time I get a yes in my career, or I'm able to create a brand new door, or a friendship that is continuing to flourish. I celebrate every victory along the way. You grow stronger in your dream. People, situations, and places are being prepared and coming into alignment at the right time so that nothing will be lacking. And the times when you feel that there's nothing happening and you feel stagnant, I want to encourage you that God is working out all things in your favor. There are some things that we don't see through our physical eyes, which is why it's important to see through the heart, through our spirit. God is bringing everything together. He is restoring us. He is restoring our lives. He doesn't miss a thing. He uses our entire story to create something beautiful. And you learn how to see things from an expansive perspective. Many times we can get caught up in one way of how things can happen. There's only one way how God can bless me. There's only one way that I can be happy. There's only one way this dream can come to pass. And just go down the list. We can all create a huge list of one way that things can happen. But through the middle, we are able to have an expansive perspective of life and of people. And that's huge. Dynamics are very important. I don't believe that we were created in one dimension, but I believe that we are all multidimensional, full of dynamics. Every dream is for an appointed time, some for now and some for later. Just because you don't physically see it today doesn't mean it isn't happening or won't happen. That doesn't mean that it's not fate. I want you to suit up, get some popcorn, and become well acquainted with the middle. There's purpose in it. There's good stuff and life there too. Nothing and no one will be wasted. God is for you and God is with you. Life in the middle is valuable. Keep showing up one day at a time. And sometimes it's only one moment at a time, and that's okay. Whoever you are, wherever you are, it's all good and it's okay. You are going to be more than okay. I want to end this story time segment with two of my favorite songs. The first one is Daryl Walls, aka Music City Walls, You Are My Strength Interlude. God will be your strength. He will be whatever and whomever you need Him to be. And the second song is William Matthews with Don't Worry. That's the encouragement I want all of us to carry as we are ending this season and throughout the rest of this year and years to come. That God is for us. We don't have to worry. He's got us from the back. He's got us from the front. He's got us from above. He's got us from beneath. He is with us. He is in us. God is for us.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other. Reach out to me, say, you are my strength.
You're listening to the Season 1 finale of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindheart Radio. Our next segment of the night is Who Said That? This is where I feature message clips from my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors. These clips are also another reflection of what I believe. Tonight's clips come from Les Brown, Greg Henry, and me. I titled Les's clip, Don't Give Up, Greg's clip, Whole from the Inside Out, and my clip, Flock of Eagles.
It's hard changing your life. It was hard when just over 3 years ago, in the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, where I was operating my business, and I fell on some hard times, and I was sleeping in my office. It was hard coming into the lobby, and the security said, excuse me, Mr. Brown, can we see you for a moment? And I said, yes, and I walked up to the counter, and he gave me an envelope. And he said, would you mind reading it here? And I opened the envelope, and the envelope was from management that said, this is an office tower. It's not a hotel. Please do not sleep in your office. And I said, excuse me, sir. I said, I just work long hours in creating my business. I'm an entrepreneur. And right now, things are bad for me. But they're not going to be this way always. And I just asked for the opportunity to continue to operate like I'm doing. I'm not trying to make this my home. And it was hard coming through the lobby. And sometimes they would laugh. There's a guy talking about becoming successful. And look at him. He's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor. He sleeps on the floor. Him and two other dreamers up there. Look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people. And I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. I was behind on my bills and my dreams, and I'm saying to them, you can live your dream. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I can do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I said, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me? It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot. Being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta, it's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running toward your dream.
I also don't look at healing as if it can only happen one way. I don't become discouraged and think that if I don't see a physical healing in somebody, that means they haven't been healed. A person can be healed in their heart from the effects of a physical ailment or the effects that a physical ailment is causing on them, and they can find their life transcend the physical ailment without the physical ailment leaving. Do you see what I'm saying? They can find love, peace, joy, kindness, meekness, long-suffering manifesting in them even though the physical ailment still remains. And so the physical ailment doesn't shape their life. They're living free. They're living above the physical ailment. I would define that as also healing. And so whenever I pray for somebody to be healed, I'm just fellowshipping with God about the truth and about how the resurrection has the power to heal every person. And I don't define the only ways it can heal them. I understand that the resurrection power has many different ways to heal a person. It could be through the heart. It could be through their body. It could be through the mind. It could be first through the mind and the heart, and then later find it to be unto a healing in the body.
You have no competition. There's no one like you. Never has been, and never will be. You are one of a kind. There's no need in trying to be better than someone or the next whomever when you can be the first you. You are the first you. There's more than enough room for everyone to be successful. There's more than enough blessings to go around for every person. What's for you is for you, and no one and nothing can change that. I used to live my life in comparison, and it made me miserable. I was never satisfied or content. I always felt inferior and insecure. In my heart, I would find things about that person that weren't perfect, and because I wasn't happy with myself, I would focus on their flaws in order to temporarily feel better about myself. When you compare yourself to others, you always come out on the losing end, and you'll never feel good enough. We were destined for so much more. A while back, I had the most beautiful vision. It was a flock of mighty eagles soaring high into the blue skies, equally amazing and each one perfectly unique. Naturally, this doesn't make sense. Eagles are made to soar by themselves, right? Don't they stand alone? When have you ever seen a flock of eagles together? I began to unpack and ponder this vision in my heart, and I have been discovering a lot of revelation. When it comes to human beings, there are no chickens. There are no losers. Yes, we may lose in the natural sense, but deep inside, we were never created to be losers. We are natural-born winners. Victory is a part of our DNA. Our value and worth will never diminish. We were born treasures, and we will forever stay treasures. Regardless of the season, regardless of the day, the truth remains the same. There is more value in one human life than all the stars in the sky. Every person was created to soar to breathtaking heights. Fear and cages were never a part of our original design. And we cannot live this life alone. We were never meant to be isolated, for we are stronger together. As you become aware of the gold within you and how dynamite you are, when you discover how wonderfully divine you are, you will find yourself no longer living in the shadows. You will stop comparing yourself to others. There is no need to step on someone else in order to live your destiny. You will find yourself appreciating the beauty and magnificence in others. Jealousy and inferiority will become a distant memory. You will instead find yourself cheering others on and opening doors for them. And not so that you can get, but because you see the infinite value in them, because you have seen the infinite value in yourself. You will share what you have and no longer hoard blessings. There will always be more than enough. In that awareness, we become unstoppable. That is where the healing and transformation begin. We find ourselves flying without limits and without fear. We are no longer threatened by someone else's success or triumphs. My success and your success are not achieved at the expense of someone else's. We behold one another in righteousness and have become a flock of eagles, strong and valiant, majestic, standing tall and lifting one another up, victory to victory, no one lacking. Everyone is free to shine. Everyone is free to fail and make mistakes. Everyone is free to get back up. My blessings are your blessings, and your blessings are my blessings. The brighter I shine, the brighter you shine. And the brighter you shine, the brighter I shine. Eagles to eagles, we rise together.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
Mm-hmm.
I am focused and strong in God's love for me. I am consistent and persistent. Every day that I wake up is a blessing and a gift. I am treasured, loved, and adored. I am not a victim. I am a victor. I am not a survivor. I am a thriver. Even when I do not have a good start, I can have a strong finish. I can see God's hand moving and breathing in every area and part of my life. I am determined and tenacious in the things that matter to me. I am anchored in hope and grace. I do not give up when times are tough. I do not fall away and forget who I am. But every moment of every day, I am aware and conscious of who I am and whose I am. Everything is coming together. Everything is right on schedule. I do not put pressure upon myself to be perfect or have it all figured out because I know God does not put pressure on me. I am not a project or machine or robot that needs to be fixed or cleaned up. I am a trophy. I am a king. I am a queen. I am in the family of God. God accepts me just as I am. God loves me exactly as I am. All change and transformation comes from my heart. When I make a mistake, I am able to rise again. When I need help, when I am struggling, I am able to reach out to my loved ones and God for help. I know that God will always reach to me. I know that God is on my side. God has already validated me when He created me and through Christ Jesus. I do not compare my life or my challenges to others. I am confident and secure in my identity and my purpose and my value. I walk in peace.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every week, and this is my favorite part of the show. I love being able to continually connect and engage with our listeners, with everyone who is tuning in. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things that we don't say. I want to stand with you and with your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me and it matters to God. He is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. If you're listening in or tuning in, whether it be online or through the phone, and you want to chat with me right now and you need encouragement, you need prayer about anything, make sure you just press 1. If you're already in the studio and you call or you've already called into the show, just press 1 and I'll see that you want to chat with me and I'll bring you in and I can pray for you, encourage you, whatever you need. We are here for your support. And then also, if you are listening in online, just send me a message on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page and I will answer your request. So I'm going through the prayer requests right now that were sent to me today and this past week. So this is from Jennifer Warner, and she says she wants to be healthy again, to work again, but since neither of those are possible for me, I'd love to be able to just get up without fainting, to have my heart rate at a normal level instead of going nuts. I love for my body to remember what gravity is and for it to respond to it normally. Instead of torturing me with headaches and fainting spells, I want to not have to take 15 prescriptions or have to try to explain to my son why mommy can't play or go run to the beach or the park for hours, to ride my bike or go for a walk. But most of all, when I'm extremely sick, I wish that I could count on getting treatment or help for a disability that has legally disabled for life, that has me legally disabled for life, that causes me pain and heartache and fainting, one that when I request IV fluids, the doctor won't laugh at me and send me home with more painkillers but refuse me IV fluids. I just want to be treated human, not like a crazy person, or to be told by an ER doctor that after 7 hours of waiting says I'm not worth his time and to get out and not come back. Oh, my goodness. I want the life I had 2 years ago, healthy, and I want to not have POTS syndrome. Postural orthostatic cardia syndrome. It's a crappy disability, one that is not well known, one that there are only a handful of doctors in the entire U.S. that know about it, a disability that won't go away, and but 30% of the patients will never get better, one that affects both your heart and brain, but won't show up on tests for either, a disability that you can only see when the patient changes from laying or sitting to standing, one that when I stand, my heart beats too fast, the tachycardia, and my blood pressure drops significantly. That's the hypotension. All right. Father God, I thank you so much for Jennifer Warner. I thank you that you are the God who heals, that nothing is impossible for you, and it's never too late for you. I've seen you do amazing, phenomenal things in people's lives and in their bodies where they thought there was no hope for them, and they thought that there was no way that they could receive healing in their life. And I thank you right now for Jennifer, and I just speak to her very body, and I thank you that you're bringing life to her body and her being. I thank you that you're bringing healing to her mind, her brain, her heart, all the trauma that she's been experiencing over the past couple years, and I thank you that you are providing her with the resources and help that she needs in order to be able to find the right doctors who do care for her and who are able to help her with what she needs. Thank you that you're providing them the funding, you're providing them the transportation, whatever is needed, and thank you that you are healing her in the process, because you are God who's able to heal and make us brand new, infinite ways. You do it through doctors, you do it holistically, you do it through divine intervention. There's many different ways that you're able to do it, and I just thank you that you're bringing newness to Jennifer's life, and I also want to pray for her family. I thank you that you're restoring their joy. Thank you that you're providing any funds for them that are needed if she's not able to work, you know, as she used to, and thank you that you're taking care of them and they won't have to struggle and they won't have to feel the rut of her ailment or her sickness as it is right now. And I thank you that this disability will not be the final chapter of her life, but I thank you that instead you have a greater life in store for her, and that she's going to be able to transcend this disability and this ailment, and that you're just bringing life to her and her family in Jesus' name. I also want to pray for Donna. Donna says, Sade, please pray that Cody gets the job he interviewed for and wants to make his career. He turns 21 soon, and what a blessing that will be. Well, first off, happy early birthday, Cody. I look forward to seeing you guys the next time I'm in Fresno this summer. And Father God, I thank you so much for Donna and Cody. I thank you that you are providing him, if it's not this job, that you already have another amazing job for him that's going to have great benefits, that's going to pay great, where he won't have to work too exhaustingly hard, but it'll be something he actually enjoys. Thank you that he'll be able to get along well with his employer and also the other employees. Thank you that you are providing everything for him that he needs. And thank you that you are continuing to bless and empower this family. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sheila, she says, my brother George is battling cancer. Please speak a blessing, a beautiful blessing over him and proclaim his victory. Well, I thank you, Father God, that cancer is not the final say-so for his life or for anyone's life. I thank you that even right now, wherever the cancer is in his body, that you are shrinking that cancer and that you have given the doctors, you have given everyone who is helping him wisdom in order to give him the best treatment possible. Thank you that you're bringing strength to his being and you're renewing his cells, you're renewing his system, you're renewing his inner being, every part of his body, his organs, that you're just bringing them back to life. And thank you that he's actually aging in reverse, meaning that he is getting younger and healthier and stronger. Thank you that you're renewing his joy, that he's going to be able to do all the things that he loved again, but even better than before. And I thank you that you're granting this family peace and your comfort and your hope in Jesus' name. All right, for Mary, my friend, one of my dear friends, she's traveling back to Greece, and she said, safe travels tomorrow. Thank you, dear friend. Well, Father God, I thank you so much that Marie is always able to be safe and cared for with all of her travels. Thank you that you're watching over her and that she's going to return back to Greece safely and wonderfully. And thank you for the dreams that you put in her heart and this year and in the years to come, and that you're bringing them to pass for her and through her, and that you're manifesting all your beauty and your wonder in her life, and just providing for her in every single way and seeing the dreams that she has to impact her community and the people around her in Greece, that she's going to witness that coming to pass. All right, for Roxy, she says, Sade, can you do a prayer for someone that is very close to me and my family? She struggles with body image, that her hard work and dedication will pay off. that she can get the healthy body she wants. Also, I pray that when my family leaves to head back home from our trip, they will make it back safely. Thank you. All right. First off, Father God, I thank you so much for Roxy's family member. I thank you so much that you're helping her to see herself the way that you see her, that she will not see herself as a project, but that she will see herself in perfection. I pray that she will see how beautiful and valuable she is and that she is gorgeous and loved no matter what size she is. I thank you that her health will come, that she will not only be fit, but she will be actually healthy and well, that she will be in holistic health, meaning healthy from her mind and her inner being and her emotions. I thank you so much that you are just doing a great healing and work in her inner being and bringing newness to her life in Jesus' name. All right, I'm looking to make sure I'm not being sent more prayer requests because people literally will message me throughout the show. Once again, if you're listening in and you need some encouragement, you want to chat, you need prayer, whatever you need, I'm here for you and I want to lift you up and remind you of how awesome you are. If you have any questions that you want to ask me, you can totally do that as well. All right, I'm just making sure no one has sent me other prayer requests. Let's look through. All right. And then also our final one that was sent to me was Forbes Martin. What a name. That is a phenomenal name. He says, prayer for success in my career and happiness. Well, Father God, first you that you are helping Forbes to discover and determine between you and him what success and happiness means to him. I thank you that it won't have to be what the world says success is, but that he will be able to see success as whatever it is you have placed upon his heart and whatever he is feeling and not have to feel, you know, that it has to look one particular way. I thank you that you're opening all the right doors for him, for his dreams, that you're connecting him with the right people, that you're bringing in all the right resources and strategic partnerships. I thank you that if there's not a door that's open for him, that you're helping him to create brand new doors and brand new windows that he can walk through. And I just thank you that his life is limitless and he's going to be able to see the manifestation of the things that you place within his heart and be able to make a wonderful impact in his community. All right. I'm still looking to double check. So another segment that we have been featuring every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones, especially if you have spent a good portion of your life in the middle, like I have. It's important to be able to celebrate every victory along the way because we can remind ourselves of how far we have come instead of getting stuck in, oh, my God, this is not right and that's not right. What about this? And then before we know it, we've talked ourselves into depression. And so it's important to celebrate every victory along the way. And so one of the cool things that's been happening in my life is I've been feeling healthier from the inside out. I've been feeling more mindful about my body, you know, and what's happened in my system. You know, I think if you guys are like me and you have grown up in a lot of traditional church and religion, sometimes it can be hard to be mindful of your body and who you are. We, you know, oftentimes are taught that it's not about you, and I understand the context of where people are coming from with that. But in order for us to be able to live our healthiest and best life, you have to be about yourself. You have to be full. You have to be what I call self-full, like full of who you are, full of a knowledge of who you are and awareness of who you are. And so over time, you know, as I've been receiving a lot of healing and health in my heart and God has been bringing newness to my mind, you know, in my inner being, I feel so much more mindful with my body. Like I'm able to process through things. I know what my body's feeling. I know what my body needs. I really listen to it. And I found my system, my digestive system, my mind, my sleep, everything has been so much healthier. And my skin, I just feel so much more alive and so much more hopeful. And so I want to encourage anyone who's been feeling drained and depleted in your energy, you have been not feeling confident in who you are and your body, you have been struggling with life in the middle. I'm a living testimony and encouragement to you that what you're experiencing right now, what you've been through, is not the final say-so about your life. It's only a chapter in your beautiful story. And even though sometimes our lives are messy and the story doesn't feel beautiful at the time, you are beautiful. And I want to encourage you that things don't always have to be just what you're experiencing right now, but it's never too late for change. It's never too late for that transformation. And as I always talk about, you are the best investment you will ever make. And so you are worth, you know, investing into your heart, into your mind, into your inner being, and allowing God to heal you and show you who you truly, really are.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to the Season 1 finale, Episode 13 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to the Quakes for helping me to create and produce our theme song and also singing background vocals. Thank you to Kata Masiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to my special guests, Greg Henry and Les Brown. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. I want to remind you all, the Queens of Radiance Conference is coming to Grindhard Radio this Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time each night. You'll want to tune into this. The best part is you'll get to listen in from your home in your pajamas, eating dinner, and you don't have to worry about how excited you get or whatever emotions you're going through because you can just be yourself and you're listening to it from the comfort of your own home. And once again, make sure you tune in to my social media pages to have the links on where you can tune in or just call into the number like you do every week, 323-693-3043 to listen in to the conference. Our final song of the season is Jonathan Nelson with Strong Finish. This is one of my most favorite songs. Even if you had a rough start, you can have a great finish. Take it one day at a time. Reach out to God and your loved ones when you're struggling. Remember who and whose you are. God will never stop reaching and looking out for you. You are a victor. You are an overcomer. You are a thriver. You were created out of greatness for greatness. Out of the overflow of love from God's heart for love. Thanks for listening to Season 1 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne right here on Grindhard Radio.
In this race that we run, you gotta have endurance, 'cause it's a marathon. I was born, shown up to win, in pursuit with faith, until the end. I'm going to have a
strong finish,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a still I'm onward bound,
each and every day.
No matter what, I'll continue to run for the rest of my life till my work is done. I'm going to have a
I'm going to have a strong finish.
your spirit.